Good evening and welcome to Around Cincinnati. I'm Ron Esposito. It's a pleasure to be with you this evening. Tonight we'll be talking with Paulina Bezpalko about the upcoming Xavier Music Series. Fantastic classical guitar, great classical piano, and I tell you what, Paulina has some great jazz booked. Paulina Bezpalko is on the faculty of Xavier University, where she's professor of piano and coordinator for the Xavier University Music Series. Welcome to Around Cincinnati, Paulina.
Hello, Ron. Thank you for having me, and it's always a pleasure to be here.
You've got a great series coming up.
I am. I'm extremely enthusiastic and very excited to bring this amazing lineup of talent to Cincinnati and celebrate our 40th season.
Why don't you tell us when the music series is beginning?
Sure. Well, we will start on September 13th with our beloved Blue Whiz Big Band this year. And as a surprise, we're featuring a guest artist, trumpeter Terrell Stafford. And Terrell just released his album, Brotherly Love, and which is an homage to Lee Morgan, a phenomenal trumpeter of the jazz history. Then we will continue with one of my favorite musicians of all time, Chris Potter.
This guy is a brilliant saxophone player, isn't he?
He is beyond brilliant. And, you know, funny thing is, you know, I'm a classical pianist, and jazz is sort of a, you know, new, and from my Russian heritage, I still learn a lot about jazz culture in the United States. But one of my favorite pieces of music and albums of not just music itself is Paul Motion, Lost in a Dream, featuring Chris Potter. Because Chris is the most sensitive, the most nuanced musician, as Vladimir Horowitz used to say, that the musician should have a lot of piano nuances. I think Chris, he can do anything. He's a magician.
Yeah,
he
can. I know his work with the bassist Dave Holland.
Oh, yeah.
He's got it all going on.
Yes, and Chris bringing his trio along, and his concert will be in December. Then, after New Year's, we will still celebrate it, I guess, the holidays with Brian Newman Quintet. Brian is one of those young artists who are bringing the retro jazz back alive. He's an amazing entertainer. He's a trumpeter and also a singer. And this year, he's been touring with Lady Gaga and Tony Bennett on album Cheek to Cheek. So his career has just experienced an amazing epiphany this year, and we're so great to have him.
Yeah, and there's a really good opening group with Brian Newman.
Absolutely. Dan Carlsberg and 96. Dan is a treasure of Cincinnati, I'm not afraid to say it. And all the musicians that he worked with on the album 96 that just was opened a couple months ago, and his CD was released in Urban Artifact. Dan is really a phenomenal, sensitive creator, a composer, and a performer. And the group that he works with is also really great musicians. Remind us about what we have here in Cincinnati. It's just
absolutely
amazing.
So that's a great double bill there on January 24 with Brian Newman and his quintet and
yes,
the Natty Six. All right, I hear the hits keep on coming. What do we have here?
One of my favorite people in the industry, Christian Sands. Christian Sands, a pianist, jazz phenomena, only 24 years old. When you hear him, you hear Phineas Newborn, you hear Oscar Peterson, you hear a kind of a symbiotic combination of all these amazing musicians. I felt like when Christian was created, they all did the group hug and created Christian Sands. He's going to be swinging hard. He's a great soloist, great entertainer, has an amazing, positive, and useful energy that he brings on stage. So that concert is going to be like a comet. Then we're moving into March with Antonio Sanchez. As you know, Antonio Sanchez and an amazing movie creation last year. So many Oscar nominations and winning.
Birdman, right?
Birdman, yes. Birdman with Michael Keaton. It's very funny because last year two movies had drummers. It was Birdman and also the Whiplash. The drums, the tension that was created by Antonio in the movie Birdman was fascinating. I still have goosebumps talking about it. So he's bringing his group Migration with him in March, on March 13th, and they're going to perform his Meridian Suite, which is a 90-minute work nonstop. And Antonio will be at his best as a composer. I think he's, in a way, a modern-day Stravinsky. You can hear that, knowing also that Antonio comes from the classically trained background as a pianist.
Oh, really?
So it's going, yes, it's going to be a phenomenal, phenomenal event, more like a happening than a jazz jam. And April 3rd, Fred Hirsch. Beloved Fred Hirsch, child of Cincinnati, a very sensitive, lyrical narrator, rhapsodic musician, and that always have his own face in what he's trying to create and what he's performing, have something to say and deliver to the audience. So it's going to be a phenomenal lineup this year for jazz.
Wow. All right. So, hey, there's more great musicians coming, right?
Of course, we have also, what makes us very unique is that we not only have jazz and swing, but we also have classical piano and classical guitar. And in September, we will feature two performers, James Tocco on classical piano on September 27th. James Tocco is a professor of CCM, a role model for me. I always went to his concerts. He's a phenomenal musician, a very deep artist, and we're so lucky to have him. And Jason Vio, grand opening for guitar series.
He's a Grammy winner, right?
Oh, he's a Grammy winner for 2014. His album Play, 2015, won a classical instrumental solo Grammy this year. Then we also continue with two brothers, Santa Ono and Mamora Ono. Mamora on the piano. Santa is the president of University of Cincinnati, will join his brother on the cello. We'll see a new side of Santa, because I think we've seen so many sides of Santa, but the cello.
Yeah, yeah, he's been on his serious side lately, but yes. You'll be glad to hear him play cello, yes.
One of the highlights for the classical piano is a 12-year-old prodigy, Gavin George. He's only 12 years old, a little boy who plays with such depth and finesse that you would never imagine 12-year-old can have. And we have a phenomenal duet that's kind of new for guitar series to have two people. It will be a bandonian and guitar duet, a bandinian chicharreta duo, and they will be playing works by Astor Piazzolla. They're phenomenal together. Great chemistry, great show. Going to be fun. And yours truly will finish the piano season on May 1st. I thought that my performance would help the audience to understand me better and see why I choose this amazing artist and see them through my eyes.
Okay, cool. Well, we've been in conversation with pianist and coordinator for the Xavier Music Series, Paulina Bellis-Palco, and you can find out more about it at wvxu.org. Paulina, thank you.
Thank you, Ron. It's great to see you and chat with you.
I'm Ron Esposito for Around Cincinnati. Have a great evening.